I see something coming up here. Affluence creates poverty. Literally. That's why poverty is ineradicable. Crime is an attempt to establish identity, and it's only people without identities who engage in it. The nobodies. And today, the nobodies are the upper middle class of the suburbs. The new Marxian lumpen proletariat are the rich. In our world today, the activist, destructive, goalless, non-identity people are the rich. Go see the graduate, see if. It's the Etonian boys who blow up the establishment, not the Beatles. The poor still have identities and still have goals. They still think we're running a pretty good show. But the rich have had it. They know that there are no goals left for them. And so they destroy. Violence is a quest for identity. Crime is a quest for identity. Anybody who has lost his identity will take to crime. And it isn't to make money. It's to find out, who am I? Remember the kid in the long loneliness of the long distance runner? He was asked in jail, how did he get here? He said, I couldn't run fast enough. They caught me. But in our strange world, the affluent are the activist destroyers because they've lost their identity. All the rich countries of the world, including England and most of the European countries, are in the same position of having lost their identity. Canada is the luckiest country, it's a utopia, the luckiest country in the world, never had an identity. We're the only people in the world who know how to live without an identity. We're nobodies. That is, you can be a French Canadian, you can be an English Canadian, but you cannot be a Canadian, and we do not have a flag. Now, in order to become Canadians, we would have to murder a few million of ourselves and have a nice bloodbath and then unify. That is how identity is achieved by blackness. My time is way over, and I haven't even begun my talk. Mr. Duffy told me he would hush me up as soon as need be. Should I shut up? Now the Japanese do not live in a visual world, they live in the world of what is called the Ma, M-A, meaning interval. They are the masters of electronic equipment because they understand the interval better than any human beings in the world. The interval is the world of resonance, and it is the world of jazz, the world of the hippies. When radio was new in the 1920s, the Negro, American Negro, unified for the first time since the Tao Te Ching all the cultures of the world with a new form called jazz. It was a universal language, it still is. We talk about integrating Negroes. The Negroes integrated the entire blooming planet with jazz, and it still holds. And it was not, it was a language of gesture and not of words. The Beatles are in a different position. They're low-class religion. And they're using some of the very oldest forms of Anglo-Saxon and some of the very oldest forms of philology as a basis for their music. One of the peculiarities of new forms, elective forms of retrieval, is that they reach back for many centuries to grab things that man had forgotten long ago.
birthday column.
It is therefore having the hardest time of any country in the world in orienting itself in the electric age. The Negro can do it, but the Wasp can't. Radio brought in the new criticism, depth criticism, penetrating the auditory resonance of words, ignoring the semantics in the dictionaries, going for the resonance, what Eliot called the auditory imagination, retrieving the most ancient primal memories of the race by resonance.